It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Rice Lake pastor speaks about his rescue from Haiti. A voter records case will be taken up by the state Supreme Court, and Republican leader Robin Voss calls those trying to recall him morons. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A Wisconsin pastor is among Americans rescued from Haiti. Reverend Steve Svensson of Providence Reformed Baptist Church in Rice Lake had been working with a nonprofit in Port-au-Prince since late February. Last weekend, he and around a dozen others were airlifted out in a helicopter chartered by Florida Congressman Corey Mills.
They had all the logistics worked out, a landing place in the middle of town, and the plan was dead of night. They said, here's where you're going to be, here's where we're going to meet you, this is where you need to stand. They sent a Google Earth picture of the landing spot.
Svensson is back in Wisconsin and hopes other Caribbean nations can broker a deal to bring help to Haiti.
Maybe some international help militarily to help keep peace in the streets. I think that would be wise, but time will tell if they will accept that kind of guidance.
With gangs in control of the airport and port, it's difficult to get aid into Port-au-Prince or for foreign nationals to leave. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide if counties must release voter incompetency records. The Wisconsin Voters Alliance sued Walworth County's Register and Probate in 2022, seeking records indicating a judge has found someone incompetent to vote. The Second District Court of Appeals held the records are public and the county must release them with birth dates and case numbers redacted. The county's Register and Probate, Christina Sicord, asked the Supreme Court to review that ruling. The court issued a two-page order Tuesday afternoon saying it would take the case. The order offered no other details beyond mandating that the first briefs must be filed within 30 days. Problems for the recall effort against Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. And during a Tuesday WIS Politics luncheon in Madison, Voss was not holding back in his remarks about recall organizers.
Well, there's a ton of fraud. And the challenge that we have is the people who organize this are so out of touch with reality. And I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again. They are morons. They are stupid. These people do not deserve the respect that anybody gave them in the media.
Voss's comments come as the Racine County DA says her office is investigating complaints from people who say their signatures were forged on recall documents. Organizers submitted more than 10,000 signatures, but Elections Commission staff found they failed to get enough from the district Voss was elected to when the recall started. A Republican will not enter the race for U.S. Senate from Wisconsin. Bob Haig tells us more.
The decision by Franklin businessman Scott Mayer leaves Madison and California businessman Eric Hovde to face two lesser-known candidates in the Republican primary. Mayer told WIS Politics he decided against running against Hovde to avoid a Republican primary that would damage their chances of beating Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. Mayer expressed confidence that he would have beaten Hovde in the August primary and Baldwin in the November general election, but said he didn't want to spend $20 million of his own money to do it. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.